Welcome to the Room 14 Talk Show. I am your host, Mr. J. Today with us, we have the California Region experts. First of all, I would like the guests to introduce themselves. So we will go down the line, and could you please say your name and which region you are an expert for?
Joseph Corbin, the Coastal Region.
My name is Thurston Bailey, and I'm doing the best region ever, the Mountain.
Hello, my name is William Jonathan Larkin, and I am doing the Desert Region.
My name is Baylotta, and I'm doing the Coast.
My name is Amy, I'm doing the Desert.
And audience, let's have a round of applause for all of our guests today on Talk Show. Yeah, all right. So, first question will be for my guest on my right, Mr. Joseph Corbin. Now, you said you were an expert on the Coast region, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so could you tell the audience just a little bit about the Coast region, just whatever you'd like to share with the audience, not too many things, but just as a warm-up?
Well, the Coastal region is on the right side of California, and it is hecka awesome because we most of the time, well, before the drought, we had a lot of rain. But it's too bad that there's a California stinking drought.
Indeed, too bad. Mr. Bailey, could you please enlighten us with a little bit about your region?
Well, the Mountain region is usually mountains are over 5,000 feet, and there is a big mountain range right here in California called the Sierra Nevada, and in Spanish, Sierra Nevada is Spanish, and in English it means Snowy Mountain Range.
Wow, that is excellent bit of news for our audience to learn. Sierra Nevada is Spanish for Snowy Mountain Range. Thank you for the bit of information. Mr. Larkin, what can you tell us about your region?
It's hot there. And one of the best sports that they, well, one of the most played sports is snowboard sanding.
Yay! Thank you very much.
And golf.
Ms. DeLuca?
Lots of people have different jobs, but there aren't a lot of jobs because it's kind of sandy there. But one of the best jobs there is fishing.
One of the best jobs is fishing. Could you remind us of your region again, please?
The coast.
Okay, and yes, last but not least, Miss Amy, what can you tell us as a starter about your region?
The desert is in the south of the California, and it's hot there, and there's not that much water. You need irrigation to get water.
You need irrigation to get water in the desert. That is some excellent, excellent news. All right, we're going to take our first commercial break, but we'll be back with more questions from our audience for our California Region experts. Let's give a round of applause one more time. Room 14 Talk Show is brought to you by
Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart!
This is Mr. J back here in the studios live with our guests, the California Region experts. We have Joey, Thurston, Will, Melana, and Amy. And right now we'll be taking questions from the audience. Are there any audience members who have questions for our panel of experts? Yes, Cortez, why don't you come on up really quick and speak into the microphone. Who is your question for, and what is your question?
Thurston. Do you know how cold it is in the Sierra Mountains?
Well, it can get really, really cold because the mountaintops are really close to the clouds, and the clouds are made of water, so when it freezes, it gets really snowy there, and it's normally really, really cold.
Thank you very much. Rennell, what is your question, and who is it for?
Okay, I was going to do a question for Joey. I was going to ask him, well, do you know, as you know that we live in a coastal region, but do you know anything other than it's just on the left, right side of California? Do you know anything else about it?
Well, people go fishing and it rains a lot there, and There's no snow in the Bay Area, and they have tons of farmers in San Francisco, and San Diego's awesome.
Yes.
Go Chargers.
Chargers!
Another question from the audience, and this question has to be for a new member in our panel. Can you?
Joey. Oh. I have a question for Joseph Corbin. What parts in the coastal region have droughts?
Oakland, San Diego, well, all of the coastal region, all of California, too.
We're in trouble. Daniel, come on up.
My question is for you, Will. Okay, can it get really cold at night?
Well, that depends on where the clouds are positioned and what part of the desert is being covered. Because if there are dark clouds over it at night, it can get really, really, really cold. But it is also very, very hot there in the day.
Excellent answer. I do believe that the desert has extreme temperatures, which means that during the day it is extremely hot, but then at night, in general, it is pretty shivering cold there. All right, our female experts aren't getting any love. Does anybody in the audience have a question for our female experts here? Alisa, could you please share a question, please?
I have a question for Milana. What was I going to say? She's doing the coast. Okay.
Okay, as well, I have a question for Milana. Do you know what types of plants, specific plants and animals are in the coastal region?
Plants and animals. Question about plants and animals. Quiet on the set.
I don't really know what kind of plants, but I know that seaweed's one of them. And there are lots of animals that are, like, in the ocean, like fish and dolphins and stuff, and it also leads in, well, I don't really know what ocean it leads into, but I'm guessing the Pacific.
All right, and last but not least, does anybody out here have a question for Amy, who did the desert region and who told us that irrigation was necessary for water to be carried into the desert region? Yes, Sean Trey.
What's cactus?
What is cactus?
It's a kind of plant in the desert that don't need that much water.
That is excellent. Excellent bit of information. All right, that's all the time we have for the first edition of Room 14 Talk Show. Let's hear from the audience for our panel experts one more time. Room 14 Talk Show has been brought to you in part by
McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.